Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Today's subject is about the real practitioner or the fake practitioner, which is some people might don't want to hear. What could be said on the real way of living and the fake way of living, or real state of the heart or not? In another words, the way of living or the way of practice that God and Buddhas and Devas would like to support. Or not, or in another word, the key energy that fit to the infinite development of the universe, of the great spirit, etc. What I mean by the real and not real, I said fake, which might be too strong in English as expression. Excuse me if it's too strong expression. Anyway, the real means that see the what's happening in subconsciousness of own mind, and not to make any excuses or not to change the subject, just sees it clearly with wisdom and admit, and not make up the story in own mind. Actually, this is what the meaning of the pureness, isn't it? Without admitting the fact, what's happening in the heart, you can't say it's pure. But actually, not all the people are like that. Often people drop into the unreal and fake, but at the same time wishing to encounter the real teachings, real way of practice. If even though the heart or way of living or practice is unreal, but trying to gain the real way, real teachings is just like trying to buy a treasure with a fake money. People who are looking for the real way, even though their heart is not real, in that case, they look at the preacher as the heart of the checking. You might say, how do I know if it's real or not real without checking? Well, the real person, the pureness, can see the fake or the real without the heart of checking. It just reflects to their heart as transparency with the sensation of the key. And if the unreal person encounter the real teachings, something real, actually the real preacher will let people to recognize own egos. And there are several ways to respond to that when the ego clearly appears to be able to see. Well, some people try not to see even that it is shown by the energy and pretend that they don't see or they don't know or they don't have ego. And some people just become dark. Become dark means some blame inside, in subconsciousness, that why you are showing me my ego to the preacher. Some blame to the preacher. And some people just say, so what, in their subconsciousness. And some people try to bring the energy of the preacher down. And some people reflect to be able to see their ego and try to increase the opposite of the ego, which means that giving heart or wishing for the best for others, or whatever, all those positive heart. Because by seeing ego, they try to increase the heart of the positiveness. And this is a real attitude of the practitioner, or real way of living, real state of the heart. Why Saint Shinran said, I am for sure going to hell. By the way, Shinran is one of the founder of the Pure Land Buddhism in Japan. Why the Ippen, the dancing chanter, Nembutsu Pure Land, Ippen, Saint Ippen said, just reflect yourself as a dumb. Dumb, be dumb, and chant Namu Amida Butsu, which is Buddhist mantra. And they are always spreading the Dharma, the light of the Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, and spread the Dharma. They were always looking the hell part of, internal hell part of themselves. And because of that, they will be able to splash out the light of the great spirit of the universe to external world. This contradiction is a structure of the universe. In the practice, when we keep repeating the mantra chanting, you will start to feel comfortable in some part of your body and heart, and it's easy to drop into enjoy that discomfort. Actually, you have to be careful to drop into this temptation. Every moment in the practice, we have to face to the shadow of our existence, karma of ourselves and all human being. And because of that, we can increase the heart of the positive heart, which is the prayers for all beings. If we start to enjoy the comfort part of ourselves, we never be able to increase the heart of the positiveness for keep repeating the prayers for all beings. Be careful, we easily drop into the unreal state of the heart, which is, for example, in daily life, think that I'm not actively ego or negative. I'm just looking at the people objectively. This gray zone is really what the practitioner drop into. If you think there are only two heart, ego and giving heart, it's not right. you have to realize that unless you are putting energy to transform and see and transform the ego every moment to the light, which is the giving heart, it's not the real. Whoever stays the real state of the heart as a practitioner, transforming ego to the light, shadow to the light, ego to the giving, this is the energy of the infinite development of the universe, of the great spirit. This is a state that gods, devas, Buddhas would like to support. The state of the heart, not concentrated the heart, for the transformation from ego to the giving. If this is not as a bicycling or as a circulation of the blood in your body or breathing, which if this is not like a natural continuation, I mean this has to be the natural continuation. Are there only shadow or light? There's only real or unreal. Waking up the wisdom is to see the shadow and transform it to the light. Look on shadow, and that's why you can project your internal light, which is the internal great spirit of the universe, externally you recognize. May you get support from the all gods, Buddhas and Devas, Bodhisattvas, and fit into the energy of the infinite development of the great spirit of the universe. May you, people around you, and all the people around you, and all people in the world, receive the grace of the great spirit of the universe by being a state of the real practitioner, the real way of living, the real state of the heart.